You are now listening to New York's best station, 93.5 TGBA. Welcome to the talk of today, which is about the Great Depression. I'm your host, Alona Gazdick. Now let's move on to our guest, Lauren Wranglos, as she talks about the Great Depression and President Hoover's attempt on fixing the Great Depression. And later on, a new guest of ours, Manuel, will talk about the election of 1932. Let's welcome Lauren as she talks about the new topic of this era.
The Great Depression is an extremely stressful time for people. This is hurting millions of people, their families, their money, homes, food, and everything. At this moment, the amount of unemployment went up 25%. This means more and more people experiencing serious financial stress. Because of this, people are experiencing homelessness. Many got evicted because they couldn't pay their bills, so they had to move. They also are facing hunger because of how much money they didn't have, so food just became scarce for them. Another thing that is happening in our time is the Dust Bowl. If you haven't heard what it is, it's when we don't have enough rain in the Great Plains and there's a drought, and then you add rain and they have a thing called the Dust Bowl. Another thing that is also happening to us is the flooding, and is costing us millions and millions of dollars and putting more people out of work. Even though times are rough, I'm here to tell you there are good things happening. Some small charities are donating to help.
During the time of the Great Depression, Americans were not united in any way. The different political parties formed their own opinion and shaped their own approach on the Great Depression. The election gave votes to Republican president, who has a more conservative approach, and then there is the Democratic side that promises a new deal for Americans. Hoover's campaign was a big campaign. He wanted to get elected as he could help America and the economy and help people become stable. Hoover also believed in individualism and hard work. When Hoover got elected, his opinions were different than people expected. When he was in office, he was oblivious to the people's suffering, and he did not believe that the government needed to help or provide the poor or needy.
Here on Hooverville's a town made by homeless Americans, with buildings made out of cardboard and tar paper, and in the city close to her, the conditions are not very good. Everybody is desperate and hungry. Farmers try to boost crop prices by creating food shortages, and banks are failing. It's a very bad situation. But finally, Hoover looks doing something to change all this. He first implemented the standard approach of voluntary cooperation and prodded the owners of healthy banks to loan money to suffering ones. But even this doesn't look working, so he had to totally change his policy. He supported the creation of Agency Reconstruction Finance Corporation, RFC, to issue government loans to banks, railroads, and other big businesses. The RFC stimulated companies to invest and there again, and after a while something changed. He helped the economy, and the number of failures of banks declined, but there is still somebody that criticized him. He authorized some bonuses to finance a variety of public works projects and tried to debate about the bonus army to set the boil over.
It is March 4th, 1933. The 32nd annual presidential inauguration is being held for the upcoming president, F.D. Roosevelt. It is crazy here. Many supporters standing with signs and cheering as F.D. Roosevelt is walking towards the center where he will be placed in higher court. It is very loud over here. F.D. Roosevelt is placing his hand on the Bible and speaking the presidential verse. Welcome, the 32nd President F.D. Roosevelt. We hope you lead us in the right way and in the Great Depression.
What a great 32nd annual inauguration for our new President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We hope that now the Great Depression will come to an end and we can move on to make America great again. Thank you for listening to TGBA on 93.5. For any more information, contact us at 987-654-3210 or go to our online discussion at tgba.com.